Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Tainus Daf Chav Ches. Tainus Chav Ches. We left off at the very top line on the page of Chav Ches of Aleph. We were more discussing the breakup of the psukim that they laid in the Mamadas. So we discussed yesterday that they only had five psukim in the first parashah of Gracious. Pasuk Aleph was for two aliyahs. How do we divide five psukim amongst two aliyahs? You need three psukim of each aliyah. So we had a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav says delay. Delay means you repeat the middle pasuk. You read pasuk alves gimel and then gimel dalet hay for the second aliyah. Shmuel says you split pasuk gimel in half, and the first one aliyah gets the alef beis plus half of gimel, which is like three psukim, and the second aliyah gets half of gimel and then dalet hay. That was the machlekes we pointed out to Tesis. That's what we know. This is what we do. Every Rosh Chodesh we do like Rav. We do a dilug. Okay, so on this topic says the. I'm sorry. What do you mean, Shmuel? What do you do? Not just half minutes, more than half minutes. So according to Shmuel, I mean, we seem to rule like the idea of Rav, but according to Shmuel, the idea is that since there's like an asnachta and all the pasuk, it's a real, you can real, but makushi afshir, the same idea you do by Talmidim, that's on the Marbord, same idea you do by Talmidim that are learning, coming to learn where they cannot digest a full pasuk at once. Once it's yefshir, you're allowed to split the pasuk. So to hear this would be called the yefshir, maybe allowed to split the pasuk. Says the Gemara. Parsha Gedolah Karen is a Mishnah B'Shachris Musaf B'Mincha Karen Apiyam. So he said in the Mishnah that a Parsha Gedolah is read by two people, and then we said B'Shachris Musaf they read the pasukim, and B'Mincha they read Al Peh. So when we read the Mishnah, but this is me ultimately we kill the suspense. When we read the Mishnah, we understood this to mean that by Shachris and Musaf they read it in the Sefer Torah, and by Mincha was Al-Peh. But the truth is, you can really read those words, you could put the word Musaf, you could zetz it together with Mincha, and say that they read it B'Shachris, Uve Musaf Uve Mincha Karen Al-Peh. That Musaf is also Al-Peh, like a Mincha, meaning Musaf is not clear where we slide it in, where we put the comma. There's Musaf together with Shachris that's read from the Torah in a regular, normal fashion, or is it like Mincha that's read Bal-Peh, like Kriyishma, was the Gemara's example, that we asked, how to read Bal-Peh, like Kriyishma. So let's see the Gemara's Shaila now, where do we set Musaf? Ibailum. Hechi Gamar. How do we read the Mishnah? B'Shachris Uve Musaf Karen Al-Sefer, Uve Mincha Karen Al-Peh, Ki Karen Al-Shema, Tavka Mincha Loni read Bal-Peh, like Kriyishma, which is done Bal-Peh. Even though Tzom Shabbosav, we discussed this. Yeah, the Rosh Lama Mabeh, we say that when it's done, but it's tefillah. When it's done like Kriyat Shema, then there's dispensation, then it's okay. And only Mincha has that status, not Musaf. I don't know. Maybe the way you read it is as follows: Shachris Karnas of a Sefer. Shachris when you read a Sefer. Uva Musaf of a Mincha. Musaf gets lumped with Mincha. That it's Karnas Al Peh, Karnas Kriyat Shema. That Musaf too. Musaf is also read Bal Peh like Kriyat Shema. Tosh Shabbos being a clear raya from a Brisa. It's how it says in the Brisa. B'Shachris Uve Musaf. Nechras Beis Nesses. By Shachris Musaf they go to Beis Nesses. Clearly puts Musaf together Shachris. The current Kedek Shkaren Shkol Shana. And you read the normal way you read all year round. Very clearly you read it. Which way you read it like you read in the Sefer Torah normally? Clearly we're putting Musaf with Shachris. Uve Mincha, Mincha alone, Yachid Karas Alpeh. And by Mincha, you have a Yachin who reads the Alpeh. Now this is the Mara is bothered by. A Yachid is going to read Alpeh for the Tzibur, Amar Besi. The Yachid, Yachid Likras, Divrei Torah Alpeh, B'Tzibur. Could a Yachid read Divrei Torah Alpeh, B'Tzibur? Meaning, even if we establish this idea that it's a Kriyishma and we give him more of a Teresah, we present for our Benyayin and Brachas, more of a Teresah Tzvila, and therefore it's not a problem doing a Alpeh. But that's Tafka, each Yachid individually. A Yachid to do it Alpeh, B'Tzibur, is that okay? Ella, Sarbeksi, Arkans, that's Kulin, Chasin, Fikernas, Alpet, Kernak, Eskrishma. Everyone himself goes and reads it by heart like Kriyishma. Each individual reads it by heart like Kriyishma. We don't have a Shliach Tzibur who lanes it, so to speak, who lanes it, like we do Kriyas HaTorah, on behalf of the Tzibur, Balpeh, that we wouldn't do. Each person would say it by themselves, which is what we do by Kriyishma. Each person says it by themselves, that indeed is okay. That's how it basically explains. The Anhaga by Mincha of the Mamadas. But again, you see clearly in this Brisa that the Mamadas had Shachris and Musaf read it. That's the way we read the Mishnah, laid it from a proper Sefer Torah in the regular fashion. Only Mincha was it done Bal Peh. And if we go further, there is a on this discussion of Darshav Chassav, yet the Rosh Lama Bal Peh, right? Things that are written down in the Torah, we know there's two klalim really. One klal was Dvarim that were given over Bal Peh, you're not supposed to write a Bechsav. That we already have the Gemara in Tamura, we've had elsewhere, but the Gemara stands out, where it was Eis Lassas Hashem Mefir Zerasecha, because we were scared Torah is going to be forgotten. What we're learning right now, Gemara, Mishnayis, right, that was supposed to be from the Torah Shel Bal Peh. It's supposed to be Dafka by heart, Eis Lassas Hashem, because we're going to forget and not be able to contain and remember overlearning. There was a Chacham decided that they ace us Hashem in order to protect the Torah. Sometimes we have to sort of speak, defy the Torah, and we write it down. But on the flip side, Dvarim Shel Bechsav, Yat HaRosh Lama Peh, things that are Bechsav, like the Torah itself, the the Chamisha Chumash Torah, that certainly is not supposed to be read Baal Peh. That halacha, there's never a slasas pashtos. There's no reason to have an excuse for that. So that's not an halacha. The Gemara discusses in Gittin of Samach about Torah Shabbosav is Eat the Roshay Laimam Baal Peh. And there's a machlekes whether this drasha, the Gemara drasha is a realist, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Gittin Dav Samach, and there's a machlekes whether that Isser, the Gemara Darshans in Gittin, is it an Isser Daraisa? Is it a realist Daraisa? Or is it merely an Asmachta? Meaning it's not really a Daraisa to say, Darav Shebechsav, Alpeh. It's a Darabanan, not minimizing a Darabanan, but it's not a Daraisa, it's more of an Asmachta Mama. That is a discussion, a machlekes in the Mefershim in Gittin Dav Samach. Point number one. Point number two, on Darav Shebechsav, there's a discussion whether it applies, this idea of not saying Darav Shebechsav, Alpeh, does it apply Dafka to Torah or to Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim? Is it all of Tanakh? Was Dafka the Chamisha Chamisha Torah? That is another discussion amongst the Paiskim. And lastly, we, Kaseder, read from Chumashim, right? Chumashim, not even the Chumashim that they used to have, obviously Torah is written on parchment, they used to even have what they called Chumashim and the Gemara, were separate, Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Shemayim, Sefer Vayikra, written on parchment. We have regular, just in the same form we have a Siddur, and any other Sefer, we have these, we have Chumashim, not on parchment, Bechlal. What will be the status of those? So the place can bring, that's 100% considered fine, even though it's not written on a parchment. It's not mamash a sefer in Hilchus Sifrei Kodesh. It's still, I mean, it's obviously, it's holy books, but it's not Sifrei Kodesh like parchment. Still, that's considered reading a b'chsav, since that's the normal way to write a b'chsav. That's considered b'chsav. That would not be an issue. You quote, the person wants to quote stafka, not read it by heart. He pulls out a chumash, reads a chumash. That's perfectly fine. That's 100% l'chatchila. Okay. We said in the Mishnah that Kol Yom Sheish Behalal Eim Imamid. On a day when there was a halal, they didn't have the Imamid. We said in the Mishnah when there's a halal, they didn't have the Imamid by Shachris. The Mishnah brought a Machlokes when the carbon eats him, when is there no Imamid? Is it Ne'ilah? Is it by Mincha? We brought a Machlokes for Shua, and Rabbi Kiva ultimately came back to the Kiva Ben Azai, to Kiva Yeshua and Ben Azai. Okay, so someone wants to know, what's the difference between Ne'ilah and Mincha? Why was the carbon atzei? By the way, we pointed out, we may have glossed over in the shir, why when there is halal was there, let's just say halal, was there no maimed? Was the maimed removed? So Rashi seems to explain in the Mishnah a simply lack of time, because it's so busy. It's funny that it's so busy with halal, few psukim, we know halal, the halal takes, okay, especially in this minyan, halal takes all 4 minutes. But even if you go to a little bit of a slower minyan, it still takes all of 6 minutes, well, 5 minutes, right? But I guess for some reason they were busy with halal, they didn't have time on days of halal to also do maimed, and they didn't want to detract from halal. I guess maybe they had a longer, more fervent halal than we have. Okay, but that was the reason that we're earlier why by halal we don't have a maimed. But the Murnah was asking a different question: why when there's a carbon eitz in those days where those families get to be a carbonate them because historically they donated wood at those times. So why is that a reason not to delay the maimed of Ne'ilah and not the maimed of Mincha? You should say that not just delay, does away with the maimed of Mincha. Why is it doing away with the maimed of Ne'ilah specifically? Answer the Gemara, Ma'hefesh Bezel, Zeh, Halo Devetera, Halo Devetera. Very simple, Mincha's Devetera. Interesting, Mincha's Devetera, whereas Ne'ilah is Derabanan. How is Mincha, we understand Ne'ilah is Derabanan. What happens, Pshat, Mincha's Devetera? So first we'll explain, because what happened, what does the pasuk say? Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Pasada Lefnais Erev. Yitzchak went out to Lasuach Pasada Lefnais Erev, and we learn from there, Yitzchak was going out to Daven Mincha in the afternoon. Lefnais Erev, he's going out to Daven Mincha. That's a biblical source, and they were considered the right source for Mincha. Therefore, the carbon eats him. Well, if it's going to take away a maimon, we say it takes away the maimon of Ne'ilah, which is a rabbinic tefillah, and not that of Mincha. Zman Atzei Kayin Ba'am. We say the Zman of the Atzei Kayin of the Kayim, who celebrate bringing the wood for the carbon eats him for those families when they had the day that they had donated back by the second base midrash when they were out of wood. These families stepped up and donated wood, therefore there was a yom tov for them in future years. Why is the Mishnah to discuss these times of the Atzei Kayin Ba'am Amru? So we spoke out in the Mishnah already, this idea, here's where we got it from, that when the Klal Yisrael came up from Golos, back to Eretz Yisrael, from Golos Bavel, by Sheni, they didn't find any wood in the Lishkas Eitzim, in the chamber of the wood. Vamdu Elu, and these wonderful people got up in Asad Mishlam, they donated for their personal funds, these Eitzim, and therefore the Nevi'im, in order to give them recognition for this chesed. So the Nevi'im made it the following tonight. Shafir Lishkim Le'a Eitzim, Elam Asad Mishlam. Even if the Lishka is full of wood, we don't need these families' wood in the future when things were more back to normal, the Lishka was full of wood, still Elum Masad Mishlav. These people are allowed to donate wood of their own on these days, the day that they started their supplying the Mishkan, supplying the base of Mikdash with wood. They're able to donate it on their own, even when the Lishkan is not in need of wood. They donate their wood, and we bring their wood specifically. At specific appointed times, every year, they get to bring their wood, like it says in the Torah. Now, there's a discussion in the Mefarshim, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Nun Gimel discusses that if one has a chazaka for a certain shrara in the tzibur, he has a position tzibur. For example, he's a Baal Tefillah Yam Naram, he's a Gabbai. So the halacha is, when a person's appointed a shrara, you can't just remove him from that shrara. Just because you find someone that seems to be more appealing, more geshmak, a little bit better Baal Tefillah, I bet it's a very, very relevant. This comes up very often when people have long-term Baal Tefillahs for Yam Naram, and then the next generation, usually, the next Eilam, feels like they want a different flavor, they want a different taste. This has happened in our very shul. It's been a big topic, and they've actually done, Baruch Hashem, it seems like they've worked out over the years, a pshara that the Baal Tefillah of all the years still daven some of the tefillahs, and new Baal Tefillahs come in and daven some tefillahs. But the idea comes from, the discussion comes from, whether or not you're able to take away a position of shura without any really just cause, just because you want to switch with someone that you may like better, or you may think is a mortgage mark, I'm allowed to take away that position. So, Shechar brings that you're not allowed to. One, there's a concept of being muhsik on a shara, muhsik on a position, a muhsik as a Baal Tefillah, muhsik as a gabay. Now, of course, if it was initially put in place that there's a term, it was set up, this is the 2-year term, this is a 5-year term. So, if it's a contract, 2-year contract, 5-year contract, or a yearly contract, that's a separate story, they already could change the power that the person has over that position, that could change it based on the fact that it was stipulated up front that it's only a one year engagement, or 2-year engagement, whatever the term is. Now, the shaila is, what if someone was self-appointed? What if someone was self-appointed? That's where it becomes more of a gray area. If it wasn't self-appointed, again, he has a chazaka and he has to be meichel, otherwise he can't take it away. What if someone was self-appointed? So it wasn't, he's been doing it for years, he got up and started doing it himself, no one stopped him, and he's still doing it. He got up to be the gabbai. No one appointed him, he just started the gabbai. Now he's been the gabbai for 4 years straight. But he was self-appointed. Or he got up to be the Baal Tefillah. Right, he does the case brought down in some of this farmer halachas. This fellow gets up and does galila every week. He did galila every week. He took galila on himself. No one appointed him. He kept doing it. Is that considered also a shrara and he has a chazaka on it or not? So the Sefer Karbataita brings that something which is self appointed is not called a chazaka. Like the Gemara Baba says that if a person has a chazaka chesach shal shanim, but it has to be a chazaka which yeshima taina, where he says I bought it 3 years ago and I've been living here for 3 years, or it was given to me as a gift 3 years ago. If he says I don't know how I got it, but I'm here 3 years. That's a very weak chazaka. Yeah, you're here 3 years, but you're admitting yourself you don't really have a strong basis for the chazaka, behind the chazaka itself. So it says that Sefer Karbataita, it would be the same thing here. Someone who was self-appointed, yeah, he's got a muhsik, he's self on the position, he's been doing it for years, but because no one appointed him, he did it himself. It's like the person says, he has no taina that I bought the land or that I was given it as a gift. He's just saying, I've been muhsik. That alone itself is not a strong taina. That is the opinion of Sefer Karbataita. Again, however, the Shuvas or Advaz brings that even a self-appointed position, once he's been doing it, he gets a muhsik, I don't know how long. Once he's been doing it, he gets the status of a chazak of muhsik. And the Sefer Keren Shleima agrees to the Shuvas or Advaz. And what's his raya from our Gemara? Why? Because these people, they came and they donated the wood. It was an amazing, heroic act. There was no wood in Lishkas Ha'itzim. They came up by the second base of Mikdash. And by the way, we just said yesterday's daf. Of the 24 Mishmarim, how many Mishmas came up? Four. Only 4 to 24. It wasn't necessarily so popular to be leaving Bavel. People had established a new life for themselves. It was only 70 years, but they established a new life in Bavel. It wasn't necessarily so popular to come up. These people came up and they donated the wood on their own. They donated the wood. It was amazing chesed. But what do we see? That we misakin for them the day they donated the wood in the future. It's their day, their muhsik, and even if it's mali eitzim, they can further donate wood. What do you mean? They're self-appointed. They donated on their own. They donated, no one asked them, no one gave them that position. They went and did a self-motivation. It was beautiful, but it was self-appointed, and yet we see it developed. It became a chazaka for them, even though they did it on their own. It got a status of chazaka. We were more desperate than we needed it, but the bottom line is, it was still done on their own, and it got a shein chazaka. So too says the Sefer Keren Shleima. He agrees to Radvaz. It says that a self-appointed chazaka is lamaisa chazaka. As long as it stayed in practice, it remains a chazaka as well. Okay. Imam Kahanim Leviim V'Chomi. We said in the Mishnah that together with those bringing the Kabbanas, were, sorry, together with those being the, being the Karban Eitzim, we had Kaham Levim, and whoever wasn't clearly part of any specific Shevet, would celebrate those days together with that family, and so did those that smuggled in the pestles, that's the Kalim that used to smash the spices, and those that brought in the fig cutters. What are those stories? Tanabarim. Mahayu b'nei goy ve'eli u'b'nei kai tzikziyas. Who are these families of the smuggling, the pestles, and the fig cutters? Amru, there's a history as follows. Pamachas kas machas u'gzera u'Israel. There was once a mouse, the government made a gzera against Kaisal Shalevi Eitzim Maracha, that they shouldn't bring up wood to the Maracha. Vishalevi b'kum v'shalayim, and they shouldn't bring b'kum to Shalayim. They're trying to stop the idea of celebrating the Beis Hamikdash, being Eitz Maracha, being B'kud Shayim was a beautiful symbolism. There's a whole, the Mishnah Sasva tells us, there's a whole process when they used to bring the Bikurim, they used to make a home, Maimed, all the people would stop what they're doing, come to greet those bringing the Bikurim. It was a whole situation. They made Zia that shouldn't happen anymore. Vashivu praised the Vahis Al Hadrachim. And they set up like officers on the roads, Kiderech Shahishiv Yoram Benavat, Shayal Yushalayim the regular. Just like Yoram Benavat set up like these Avodah Zarahs to stop the people from going up to Yushalayim. Yoram Benavat did it famously because he was the Melech outside of Yushalayim. Rechavim was the Melech in Yushalayim, and if everyone would go up to Beis Hamikdash and see Rechavim the king, and you know, Ein Shilim El Machas Beis Dovavad, right, and Yerucham was from Machas Beis David, it would be a big affront to Yeravam's claim to power. So he wanted to stop people from Yoel Regal. So he set up these blockages for people from going to Yoel Regal. So Masuk Sherim, the Sherim, the people that were kosher, that by all risks they wanted to still go to Yoel Regal. How did they get around these officers? What do they do? Have you Sali Bikurim? They brought Pesach to Bikurim, Mechipa Mekitzias. They brought Pesach to Bikurim, but they covered them with figs. They cover them with dry figs. Unatlum ve'eli akasbeim. They carried up to Yerushalayim with a pestle on their shoulders. When they got these prezavis, Amar Levi said to the prezavis said to the officer, said, "Hey, chenat malchum, where are you guys going?" I'm these anche, these people are ksherim. What would they do? In the parentheses, it calls them also the yirichet, the anche ksherim of that dirt and the yirichet. These holy people of that generation. What do they respond? We're going to make a couple of cakes of pressed figs together with this mortar that you have in front of us. That's what I was looking for the pestle and the mortar. The mortar that we have with us, you see it's on my shoulder, we're just going to make some pressed fig cakes, meaning nothing to do with Bikurim. And with the pestle, it's on our shoulders. Once they pass the officers, they would then decorate the baskets, and they would take a go up to Yerushalayim to be Eila Regal. So it was a ruse. It was an excuse, a way to get around. So that's why they were Zachla Toiv for this act that they did. They specifically came up with a way to circumvent the blockage to be Eila Regal, to go to bring Bikurim, and that's what we're referring to in the Mishnah. Tana, Heinein b'nei Salmei Hanei Svai. This is similar to the family of Salmei Hanei Svai, Tana Abanan, Main Salmei Hanei Svasai, sorry, would this family that Salmei Hanei Svasai, Amru, Hamachas Lazar, Hamachas Kherei Yisrael. Again, it happened once the government was Geizer, Gzir, Kaiser, Shavi, Yitzel, Maracha, Yishim, Yitzel, Maracha, Tehev, Vishivu, Prezavis, Al-Drachim. This is a shayla, by the way, are these mamish the same families? Like we read the Mishnah, we discussed whether it's discussion, whether these are two separate types of families or it's one family. Rashi seems to be saying that it's similar stories with two families. Others say it's mamish hein. It's exactly the same people, not just the same similar stories, same people mamish. Okay. Says Gemara, either way, Bamachas because we machas Kzira Yisrael sounds very similar. Shlevi Eitzim Maracha Veishiva Prozes Al Gzrachim. Same story. They make Kzira not to be able to bring the Atzim Racha, so not to do Bikurim, not to be Atzim Racha, and they put these officers in the road. Kederek Shashim Yerav Menavat Al Gzrachim. The same way Yerav Menavat was made appointed. Appointed these officers and put up with zaras that people should be other regal. Shayali sold the regal ma'asu yirichet. Shabbai Sir here says clearly, what did the yirichet of that are do? Last time we called them ksherim, now called the yirichet. Here's the teeth. The first we discussed that perhaps it's differences. Lagabe the bikurim, we call it ksherim. Lagabe the atzim racha, they call it yirichet. Have you gizrayim v'asu salumas? They took logs, made them into ladders. Venichal kesfeim, and they put the ladders on the shoulders. Vochlem, and they were traveling with the ladders. Kibush gidat someone. They got to these officers, Amalem. We're going to get the pigeons from the dovecotes. That's why we have ladders. With the ladders on our shoulders, once they pass through the officers, once they got through the crossing, they dismantled, they took apart these ladders back into regular atzei meracha wood, and they brought it to Yerushalayim for people like them and those like, for people, for themselves and people like them. It says Zecher Tzadik L'Racha and Chavir, we see the Shem Shem Yerkov, the names of Shem Sharat. The Gemara elsewhere learns from this lush of Shem Shem Yerkov that we shouldn't even mention these names, that we shouldn't mention these names. You shouldn't, certainly shouldn't call people after these names of Yerub. Yerub, by the way, was one of the before he went off on a bad way for the seeking the covet of the Malchus, he was one of the greatest Torah giants that ever lived. Very scary thing. And yet he went off on a terrible way to the extent of putting up of Eid Zaras on the way for the people going up to Beis HaMikdash, not to be Eliregel. That's how Vaidi went. He fell. But the point is, the Gemara discusses that as a symbol of names that shouldn't be used. And Agam over here, not only does it mention his name twice, it mentions almost it wasn't necessary. We're using it as a mushal. The government put up blockages just like Revim did. It's very funny. So the first one explained that there's two concepts. There's a concept of not using the name, meaning not naming someone after that name. You don't use that name in Klal Yisrael. We don't name someone. We don't mention the name necessarily. We don't want that name to be floating around. But to remember it l'ra, to reference it in a negative way, that is okay. Shem Rishom Yerkov. Shem Rishom Yerkov means the name of the Rishom Sharat. It means it's Sharat, meaning rat from either from lack of usage or from like spoil, using it in a spoiled fashion. Both of those are okay. Both of those will be considered proper applications of that pasuk. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, Besim by Bnei Pachas Maya Ben Yuda. So we gave a list of the different people who donated wood on different days. The 20th of Av, it was is Yom Tiv for the family of.
Just one question.
Sure.
So the Sulama, isn't it possible they could become Tami then?
They would be Mekabal Tumah once they're Kli. Yeah, and Achami. Either they were careful, or that could it still be considered Pshutei Kliyetz? Perhaps, could it still be considered Pshutei Kliyetz, which is not so Pashut Kam Tamei? Say, once it's made into a ladder, it's too much of a Kli. I'm not sure. We have to go back to the Sugis and Kalim, whether, because again, if there's no base Kibul, it could be still on Mekabal Tumah, just because as a function, doesn't mean it's for sure Mekabal Tumah, right? That's by eights. Uh-huh. Eightsim, we're more particular. Uh-huh. It's not like a sheet of metal, let's say, would be more fast to be Mekabal Tumah than eights. I don't remember offhand, but it could be Al Pshutei Kliyetz, if it was just flat pieces of wood that, you know, interconnect, it could be that would have a status. But Anachami, even if it would be Mekabal Tumah, like you said, they would have to be careful that it just didn't become Tumah. So we said on the 20th of Av was the family of Pachas Mayav Ben Yehuda that brought the wood. Tana, Bnei Pachas Mayav Ben Yehuda, Hain, Bnei Dav Ben Yehuda. That's the same family that we quoted elsewhere in the Mishnah of Bnei Dav Ben Yehuda. Tever Mer, Rabbi Siemer, Hain, Bnei Yehuda Ben Tzruya. That's the same family as the Bnei Yehuda Ben Tzruya. Okay, so we're just saying that they have a different, they're referred to as different names, of other families that also brought the wood. Besim Elul Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda. We said the 20th of Elul was the turn of the family of Adam Ben Yehuda. Point that we read the Mishnah. A lot of the wood donors were from the family of Yehuda. Tana Barim Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda. Hey, Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda. We have learned in the Brisa that Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda is also the same as Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda. Which, if you're keeping track, we have Bnei Pachas Mayav Ben Yehuda was also considered Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda according to Rabbi Meir in the prior Brisa. To Rabbi Yehuda, this is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi Emer, Hein Bnei Yehuda Ben Tzruya. He says, this is Bnei Yehuda Ben Tzruya. So if you notice, we have two different families that Rabbi Yasi is saying is Bnei Yehuda Ben Tzruya. We have, in the prior Baisa, we had Bnei Pachas Mayav, he's saying is the family of Yehuda Ben Tzruya. And I was saying the family of Bnei Adam and Yehuda is the family of Yehuda Ben Tzruya. We'll see in a minute. That's relevant. It's clearly a machlekes. It's clearly machlekes in what Rabbi Yasi held. Did he hold it was the last? Was he talking about the last family that they were Bnei Yehuda Ben Tzruya, or is this the most recent family? It's a machlekes. It's not both, and I'll come up. It'll be very, very relevant in this very next Gemara. Be'echa b'tevis shavu Bnei Pirish Shnia. We said in the first day of Tevis, that was again last week. That was this week. This past Sunday was the first day of Tevis, right? So that's when Bnei Pirish, and of course that's going to be a very, very, very relevant day. We spoke about the first day of Tevis. It's a special day because it has Hallel. As Hallel, Al Chanukah, forget about Rosh Chodesh. We actually mentioned the other day that as Hallel because of Rosh Chodesh, which is true, but Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is going to be a big focus of our base. Hallel of Rosh Chodesh is only a half Hallel. Hallel of Chanukah is a full Hallel. So the first day of Tevis has Hallel of Hanukkah has Musaf because there's Chaydish, and has a Karban Eitzim, namely which Karban Eitzim Bnei Pirish, and therefore we said you don't have Mamadas at all on that day because Shachris, Musaf, Me'ilah, or Minchah Ne'ilah are all excluded from the Mamadas because of the three things: the Karban Eitzim, the Halal, and Musafim. Okay, but before we get to that shortly. But before that, we said who brought the wood on that day? Bnei Pirish brought it the second time. Manimasi said, "Larei Meir v'Larei Biyudah v'Larei Beisi." The Mishnah can't bear Meir b'Yudah Rabbeisi. Why? Ir Meir listening Shavu b'nei Dav ben Yudah Shnia. Ir b'Yudah listening Shavu b'nei Dav ben Yudah. Also listening Shavu b'nei Dav ben Yudah Shnia. If you go like a Meir or like a Yudah, we already have other families that repeated. Why is the Mishnah only specifying that the Bnei Pirish repeated by Aleph Tavis? We have other families that we said Hey Nain were the same people as families that were listed prior to the Mishnah, which means the other families that repeated already before this. Why weren't they listed? And Ir Rabbeisi listening Shavu b'nei Yavin Tzriya Shnia. And if it's Rabbeisi, we had Rabbeisi in both prices, bringing two different families than the same family as Yehi ben Tzriya. By the way, Yehi ben Tzriya certainly was already repeated. Answers the Gemara Leilam Rabbeisi. I'll tell you that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbeisi, who traits on the Rabbeisi. You already have a machlekes seemingly in Rabbeisi hold. So you have different opinions in Rabbeisi as to which family was repeated. And according to our Mishnah's version of Rabbeisi, it was Pirish was the first one that was repeated. The other ones weren't repeated. Okay. Bechem Tevis Leilam Maimon. On the first day of Tevis, which we just referenced a minute ago, on the first day of Tevis, there was no Maimon. Why was no Maimon at all? Because that was the day where there was Hallel. Again, when we mentioned the Mishnah, I'm pretty sure we just rely on the Halal of Rosh Chodesh, which is a mistake, because Halal of Rosh Chodesh is only partial Halal. You have the Halal of Chanukah, which is Gan's Halal. You have the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and you have the Karban Eitzim. Just a clear proof that it's not referring to the Halal of Rosh Chodesh, because then it wouldn't be Echab Tevis. It could be any Rosh Chodesh where those Karban Eitzim has both Halal and Musaf. Why are we picking Dafka Tevis? Because Tevis is Chanukah. Echab Tevis is Chanukah, which is Gan's Halal, Rosh Chodesh, which is Musaf, and the Karban Eitzim that he had of Bnei Pirish. Says the Gemara. Amalei Mark Shisha Rei Rav Chizah Levashi. Mark Shisha the Rei Rav Chizah said Rav Ashi onto Amit Beis. I don't know if we'll finish our Beis today, by the way. Even if you don't, we are. Just a reminder, on Chavches, there's only three more plots in Masechta, and Daf Lamed Aleph, which is, I forget if it's Daf Lamed Aleph, I think it's Monday's Daf, is only in Amid Aleph, very short. So hopefully we'll finish the Amid, but even if you don't, we're officially already ahead as we get to Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Maishna Hal Dachi Dide, or Maishna Musa Dachi Dide. Ask the Gemara, Rav Markashisha, Rav Chizde, ask Rav Ashi, why does Halal suspends the maimon of Shacharis? That makes sense. You say Halal b'Shacharis, and it suspends the maimon of Shacharis. Whereas by Musaf, it doesn't suspend the maimon of Musaf, it suspends the maimon of Mincha. Why don't we say that the Karban Musaf should suspend the maimon of Musaf itself? Amar Rav Ashi, Hashda d'lav d'idei dochi, d'idei le'kol shkein. So Rav Ashi says that if Taka Musaf is suspending the maimon of Mincha, which is not its own, shouldn't it certainly suspend that of Musaf? Meaning, it's Koshkin. It's Koshkin. Itaka suspends Musaf, both Musaf and Mincha. I didn't say in the Mishnah, because it's Koshkin. If it suspends the Maimon of Mincha, certainly suspends the Maimon of Musaf. That is the response of Rashi. It's a question form. It's a very Jewish answer, but it's a question form. But that's what he's answering, Mark Shisha. And he's answering, it's more than just a Jewish answer. He's saying, Bateres Kasha, shouldn't it be obvious? What's your taina? Amar Leis, Mark Shisha, back to Rashi. No, here was my taina. Hach Kaminulach, Lei Litchi Eladi Day. My taina isn't, why doesn't it suspend Musaf? Why does it only suspend the Maimon of Mincha? My taina is, why does it suspend Mincha? Let it only suspend the Maimon of Musaf, just like Halal in the morning only suspends the Maimon of Shacharis. Let the Kar Musaf only suspend the Maimon of Musaf and not Mincha. Amar Lei, take your basic Kavasach. You're right. There's a basic Taka holds like you, the Tanya, basic Aimer, Kol Yom Sheish Ben Musaf, Yesh Ben Maimon. Every day where there's a Musaf, there is a. On a day where there's a Musaf, there is a Maimon. Now, what does that mean? Maimon the Mai. Either Maimon the Shacharis, Hai Tananami Hachamar. The Tanakama also didn't say different than this. What's your basic coming to argue on Tanakama? Tanakama agrees that the Karban Musaf is not affecting the Maimon of Shacharis. Ela Maimon the Musaf. It must refer to Maimon the Musaf. Today, Naimon Leidachi. Is it possible that it doesn't suspend its own, the Maimon of Musaf, according to Tanakama, suspends only Mincha, not Musaf? Ela de Mincha. Ela Maimon is referring to Mincha, Karban Eitzim Dachi. But the Karban Eitzim is Deicha. The maimon of Mincha, Elav de Ne'ilah. Elav, talking about the maimon of Ne'ilah. And they're basically saying that on days with his Musaf, even the maimon of, that the Rebbe is coming to argue saying that the maimon of Ne'ilah is held. Shmamina di de dachi, lavle de dachi shmamina. So we're Rav Ashi is pointing out to Mark Ashisha that you're right. According to what you're learning, the Musaf Karban should only be Deicha the Musaf Maimed and not the other tefillas, and you have Rabbeis who agrees, who subscribes to your opinion, who Taka agrees that the Musaf Karban only suspends the Maimed of Musaf and does not suspend the Maimed of Ne'ilah and slash Mincha, it's Tafka suspending the Maimed of Musaf. So this Dami, so it's interesting, Kasha Shakrataya. We're not really answering that our Mishnah stims with Mark Shisha, we're answering, Rav Ashi's answer is essentially answering Rav Mark Shisha, and there's a Shita Rabesi that goes like you. You're right, Yisfar is not mistaken, because there is a Shita Rabesi that goes like you. Felicity Nami Bech Benisan, Lohe B'mayimid, Mnei Sheish B'halal, B'karb Musaf B'karb Neitzim. We have another Rish Chodesh that's B'karb Neitzim. Not just Rish Chodesh Tevis, Rish Chodesh Nisan has, also the first day of Nisan, Rish Chodesh has Halal, as Karban Musaf, of course, because of Rish Chodesh, and has Karban Eitzim. So really, this gets to the point that I was hitting on before. That's why I brought it up. It doesn't have a special day of Chanukah. It's not the same level of halal as Chanukah. It's Rosh Chodesh halal. So it's Rosh Chodesh Musaf, Rosh Chodesh halal on the first day of Nisan, and the Karban Eitzim, because that was one of the days of Karban Eitzim. But why wasn't it listed? Why is it not the same as Tevis? The answer is, really, we kind of foreshadowed this teretz, which is that the Rosh Chodesh halal is not the same level of halal. Amar Rav Zeis Emeris is a proof. Halal of the Rosh Chodesh halal of the Raisa. The halal of Rosh Chodesh is not the Raisa. It's interesting. Halal of Chanukah is certainly not the Raisa. Halal of Chanukah is not the Raisa. But the point is, the halal of Rosh Chodesh is not the Raisa, meaning it's not, we can see it's not even a full, you don't even say full halal. Damar Bechem Shem Shun, but Yetzadak. There's 18 days a year where a yachid, even a yachid says halal. This is a very key point. A person should try, a person, of course, should always try to have with a minion. Obviously, every day. But specifically on Rish Chaydish, there's a special inyan to try to have with a minion. Why? Because it's not so simple. But saying halal as a yachid, not just saying halal, saying it with a bracha. We indeed don't say falhalo on Rosh Chodesh. We say, we skip, or medalik. We say, we leave out a couple of parts of halal, right? We leave out a hafti, we leave out, right? So, like London, we leave out. So, there's 18 days where even the yachid is going to the tar halal. What are those 18 days? Veiluhain, Shmainas Yimechag, 8 days of. 8 days of Sukkot, Shmoni Mei Chanukah. 8 days, we just had this, the 8 days of Chanukah. V'yantavishah Pesach, V'yantavishah Tzeres. The first day of Pesach, not the last, we'll speak about that shortly. The first day of Pesach, specifically not the last. And the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Forget about Pesach, it's not just the first day, not the last. Sukkot was only days. And Pesach was only one day, the first day, not the rest. We'll see more about that. We actually not see it now. Tais points out, why by Pesach, when they're not Gomer Halal on all the days of Pesach, just like you did all the days of Sukkot, why only the first day? So Tais brings the reason is because Sukkot has unique Karbanos every day, because it's unique Karbanos, it's Gemara we'll discuss this, because it's unique Karbanos every day, it warrants a full halal every day, whereas Pesach has the same Karban every day, it doesn't warrant a new full halal every day. Yisham brings this far because the mitzvah of Lulav, which is on Sukkot, is every day. I can't figure out the 8th day for now, but let's assume the first 7 days of Sukkot, it's by day, and then by night it stops, there's no mitzvah of Lulav by night, and then the morning starts again. Since it's like a schachis every day of mitzvah of Lulav, that warrants a full halal, Yishami, and the Beis brings famous in Simon, again, the Gemara brings such a svara, but the basic connects the svara as to why we wouldn't say falal. It's in Simon, Tuf Tzadi, the basic brings that the concept of Maisi Yadda Tuf Abiyam Atam Mashira, that the Egyptians were drowning at sea, and we're going to say Shira, the Maisi, the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't say Shira, we can't say halal if the Egyptians, the day the Egyptians were drowning at sea. What day was that, of course? That was Shvi Yishal Pesach. That was the last day of Pesach. So really, you should take Gansal the entire Pesach, and just the last day, not say falal. However, since we don't have Chalamayid, be more chashev than the last day Shvi'ish Pesach. So once you're not saying Gansal and Shvi'ish Pesach, we don't say Gansal on the rest on the Chalamayin as well. And the only time you say Gansal is again Chutzlar is the add a couple of days. We'll see in a second, but you say only on the first day of Pesach. Three different reasons why we don't say Halal on Pesach, even though we say full Halal on the entire Sukkot. Okay, says the Gemara further. So it's 8 to 20 days. What 18 days? Sorry, 8 of Sukkot, 8 of Chanukah, 1 of Pesach, and 1 of Shavuos. Okay, Uva Gaila, Esmechan, and Gaila, you have 3 more days. Veiluhain, which, what are 3 more days? Tishis Mechag, 9 days of Sukkot, 1 extra day getting to Sukkot. Shemanis Mechanaka, that's the same. There is no Sveikat Yema, Chanukah, 25th of the month, that's the most simple answer. It's later in the month. Other answers are given, but we don't Sveikat Yema, Chanukah, we still keep that at 8, so 9 plus 8 is 17. Shemanis Mechanaka, we said that, Shneim, Shneim, Shal Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach. Now, it's not just one day Pesach, it's 2 days of Pesach, we're eating a day, you understand Shigolios, so that's not busy to 19, and 2 days of Shavuos as well. Shavuos is not 1 day, it's 2 days, brings us to 21. Rav Ek Labav, Rav Ket Bavel, Chazinu de Kakara Halela, Rav Ket Bavel saw them reading Halel B'Sharach, he saw them saying Halel, Amr Shchoydish, Sarvav Skinu, he was going to stop them, because why are you saying Halel Mishchoydish? There's no Chiv. Kiva dechazet to come dalgit to duge amar shmamina minig avasem idem. Once he saw that they were skipping, they skipped part of the lanu, they skipped the hafti. Once they're skipping around, he said it's minig avasem. They're not saying halal b'teres regular chiv. They're saying b'teres minig, and therefore he didn't stop them. He said it's okay. There is a major discussion when one is saying, let's say a halal. Do you make a bracha on such a halal or not? Do you make a bracha on something which is done for teres minig, something which is done for a minig purposes? Does that warrant a bracha? Dindur Haisef sure gets a bracha. Dindur Abanan, Achiv Darbanan gets a bracha. What about a minig? A minig, does that warrant a bracha? Now, Taisa brings a shayla, whether you make a bracha. He quotes from a Gemara in Sukkah that seems to say very clearly you won't make a bracha on a minig. However, Rabbeinu Tam points out from our Gemara, we have a raya that you make a bracha, which is, by the way, we know. Bottom line, what we do. You make a bracha on a halal of a minig, Rosh Chodesh halal, which is a minig. You make a bracha. Why? Because Rav. We said that Rav came to Bavel and he only realized those B'teres Minig when they skipped. Why wouldn't he realize right away? They didn't make a bracha. They start halal without a bracha. Must be it's a Minig. Must be that on a Minig you make a bracha. Meaning must be it's only a Minig, it's not a regular halal, and he wouldn't have had this impetus to stop them. Why did he only realize when they skipped? It must be they made a bracha, so till the point where they skipped, he didn't realize it was being done B'teres Minig. That would be a riot that make a bracha, which is indeed what we do. You could say that he came late. You could say he came late to shul. He wasn't there for the part where they started. But Mashpatis points out, Rabbeinu Tam points out, why? Because the Lashon is Rav Ikla Bavel. If he had come to Mil Davin, he would have said Rav Ikla Lebek Knishtem Bavel. He arrived in a Beis Knesset Bavel. The Diak of Ikla Lebavel, the Mashpatis, arrived in Bavel, but he was there perhaps for Mil Davin. That is the Maisa. That is the Rabbeinu Tam. Again, the basically Marn Sukkah, the Baal HaTais want to bring that side that we don't make a bracha on a minig. Indeed, Taisus brings Lach HaMaisa, like Rabbeinu Tam, that we make a bracha on halal. Rambam Hilchus Chanukah, interesting enough, he rules that based on the simple reading of the Marn Sukkah, that we don't make a bracha, we don't make a bracha on a minig, and therefore, by halal Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to bracha. Ritva wants to make a chiluk between types of minhagim. A minig that Chazal instituted versus a minig that the Emsa Kabbalah himself. Meaning you have Dine Torah, you have Gezeiras Chachamim, and then you have minhagim that Chazal kind of sanctioned themselves. Chazal themselves instituted a minig. A minig sanctioned by Chazal warrants a bracha. A minig that people just took upon themselves would not get a bracha. That's the split that the Ritva makes. And Halal, he wants to suggest, even though it's Zichra was a minig, but it was a minig that was instituted by Chazal, and therefore, like Taisfus, he would Paskin and warrants a bracha. And of course, that's what we do. But getting back to the point, there is a discussion whether or not biyachid, mamish biyachid, one should make a bracha. And therefore, again, alach lamaisa, we do make a bracha on halal biyachidus. That's the pashtas on hagah developed. We make a bracha on halal biyachidus, amar shchedish, but lechatchila, one should try to be in the presence of a minyan in a shul, because that takes away an element of that shayla. At least he's been doing betzibur, and betzibur, we're faster to rule that we make a bracha. Let's go a drop further. One other point. From the Brisker Rav, very interesting shtickle. Brisker Rav's bother, in our list of halals, remember we had the Mishnah of Natsalogam, Psachim, where it discussed two things in Psachim we discussed. One is this halal leil seder. We discussed, you say halal and shul, till today it seems to be a machlekes, meaning nusach ashan, nusach svar. You say halal and shul only by the seder, but we definitely have a halal leil, the night of Pesach. That's not listed here. Separate halal, separate from the halal in the morning. And we also have halal, they used to say halal multiple times throughout the bringing the Karban Pesach and Erev Pesach, right? We said that the Kat Shlishi didn't get a chance to finish halal, but they were saying halal as they were bringing the Karbanos. Why are those halals not mentioned in our list of days where we say halal? Azay Frek the Biskurov answers Biskurov in classic Brisk fashion. There's two types of halal. There's halal of Kriyas halal, which is what we're referring to here, that in 18 days we're Kairin halal, is Kriyas halal, and then there's halal of Shira. Specifically Shira. Lil Satan was saying halal, we're really saying Shira, and in the context of Shira, we say halal. When we read the Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach, also, we're saying a Shira as we read the Karban Pesach, in the context of Shira, we say halal. The halal of Shiras are not being counted. Halal of Kriyas halal, of course, every halal is somewhat of Shira, but the halal of the terrorist Kriyas halal, that is what's being listed over here. The halal that's referred to as a Shira is not going to be part of this list. Okay, a few more lines. It says, Martana Yachad Yasel, a Yachad should not start saying halal on Rosh Chodesh by himself. However, in his gamer, if he began, he should finish. That's exactly what you said a minute ago. This idea that a person should at least try, endeavor as much as possible, daven specifically on Rosh Chodesh, Petzibur, in order to avoid any issues of saying halal with a bracha b'chidus. Okay, we said in the Mishnah that five things happened to our fathers, ancestors on Tisha B'Av, five things happened on Shivas Patamas, and five on Tisha B'Av. Let's at least try to go through the Shivas Patamas first. Hey, Dvarm Iris, I was saying Shivas Patamas, Nishtaba Luchas Menol. So the first one was that the Luchas were broken. Says, how do we know that happened on Shivas Patamas? Tanya, Mishishal Chaydash, and I said, Sebas Yisrael, Glyso received the Torah on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shivabai, famous Machlaikas, Rabbi Yisrael was on the 7th. Day of Sivan. Madam Mashisha Nitnu, Bashisha Nitnu, Bashiva Alamaisha. On the 6th, the Torah was given. On the 7th, Meshavan went up to Arsinai to get the to receive the Lukas, Madam and Beshiva, Beshiva and Nuvashiva Alomesha. The one says it happened on the seventh, the whole the Kaiso received Matan Torah was on the seventh, and he went up on the very same day, not the next day. If you hold the sixth, it's the next day. If you hold it on the seventh, it's the very same day. The Sivikar Almesha by Yom Ashvi, Hashem called the Mesha by Yom Ashvi. So now we're gonna make the math of the dates, how we know that the Lukas were broken on Shiva Sephanas. If Mesha went up on the seventh, Husiva Mesha Sechan, Fiala Har, Fimesh Bahar, Arbam Yam Barbam Lila is there 40 nights. 40 days. So he went up on the 7th, he was there 40 days. Esther of Abba the Sivan, do the math, 24 days left of Sivan, just to Thomas, and the first 16 days of Thomas gives you 24 plus 16, a total of 40 days. Malu Arban, that's your 40 days. When did he come down? On the 17th, and that's when he broke the Luchas. Shabbasar, Thomas, Nachas, Asfat, Vinu Luchas. He came down, he saw what was going on with the Kaiso with the eagle, and he broke the Luchas, with Sivak, Kishar Karab, Al Machab Yara, as eagle, Vyashach, Miyadab, as Luchas, Vyashabri, Sam Takasahar. He saw that happen with Kaiso with the eagle, and he broke the Luchas, and of course, we have the famous Russia, Vyashabri, they broke it, Akashbach, thank you for breaking that. That was the right thing to do. But the point is, it happened on Shavuot Thomas. Batal Tamin, how do we know Batal Tamin was on the Shavuot Thomas? Gemara, that is a Masera that we have. We have Masera, a tradition that's when the date was. Hukva Ir B'Yudzayin Ave, ask the Gemara, we point this out where the Mishnah was the walls of Yishalayim was breached on the 17th. Ayvach Zimach Chedesh Revi, B'Tisha L'Chedesh, Fesel Rav Ir. It was on the 9th of Thomas that the famine was very severe in the city of Chesiv Asrei, right after it says, that the city walls were breached. It seems like it happened on the 9th of Thomas, not on the 17th of Thomas. Amarava, there's the answer we point out in the Mishnah, Leikashi, Kamrishan, Kamishniya, that by Srishataka, the walls were breached in Yerushalayim on the 9th of Thomas. By Sheni, it was the 17th of Thomas. The Tanya, Rishon Lekvabir, Petish B'Thomas, Bishniya, Bishivas Bay, in by Srishna, it was the 9th, by Sheni, it was the 17th, and we recognize the 17th, because that was the more recent Churban, that's the tragedy that's been on for the past 2,000 years. Sarfa Apostamus, that's the Torah. Again, Gemara, that's also Masera, that the day that Apostamus burned the Torah was on Shavuot Apostamus. And lastly, Hemetzel Hechel, and all, have you know that the Hechel was, the Avizero established in the Hechel, it was on the 17th, Chsiv, Ume'es, Husar Atamid, Velasa Shukas Shemen. That says when the Tamid was stopped, which is that we know we said was a Masera, it was the 17th, that's when the Shikas Shemim, the abomination, was placed in the Beis HaMikdash. It says the Gemara of Charab, it was only one of the Zerah put in the Mikdash, V'aknaf Shikus HaMashem, it sounds like plural, there were more than one of the Zerah put in the Mikdash. Amarav HaTriav is Taka 2, V'naf HaChad HaChavrei, V'tav Leidei. There was Taka 2 of the Zerahs, one fell on the other, and broke off the Yadei, its hand, V'shtaka Tav HaKsiv, and it was found, the message, the Gavi this Avodah Zarah, and Tzavis L'Charuvi Besa, you want to destroy the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yad HaShlim Islay, and therefore, your hand was cut off. I mean, you have a desire, want to destroy the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your own hand was cut off, if a desire was damaged, one of the desires were destroyed. So there were two, but one of them ended up being destroyed, so ended up being, ultimately, one of the desires that was established in the Hechel. But again, what was that day? That day was Shavuot Thomas, like we're saying, like the same day as the Bittul Tamid, which we have based on the Masoreh. So that's the source of the five things happening Shavuot Thomas. We'll leave Tisha B'Av, Emet Shem 4,